Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
And welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Martin Kilcoyne is off today. He'll be back tomorrow. He'll be with us from 10 to 12. Okay, we have Mr. Zitzman ready. This is going to be a tough interview because we all got rough news over the weekend. Bob Gibson, the greatest Cardinal pitcher of all time, announced he's been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Dick Zitzman is his longtime friend and has handled many of Bob Gibson's business affairs. He joins us now. Dick, good to be with you. How are you, sir?
Fine, Frank. How are you today?
Very good. Tell us how you got the news and just kind of your emotions on this Monday morning.
Well, actually, I had received the news a few weeks ago. But Bob wanted to wait until the proper moment in his mind to release the statement, to which he did Saturday evening. He sent out a letter to the Living Hall of Famers, and then the news obviously broke that evening. So I had known for a good 2 to 3 weeks, but and really had some actual concerns prior to that. But anyway, he has. The diagnosis is out there, and you know he's ready to accepted it, and he's ready to fight it. And you know Bob's never been one to back away from a fight and or a challenge, and he knows he's up against it here, and he's going to go at it, and he's ready to take the next steps.
And today, I believe, in fact, maybe as we speak, he begins his first round of chemo.
That's what I understand. I spoke with him last evening, and he was scheduled to. And again, that was subject to him being ready, because he was actually just released from a hospital yesterday in Omaha. So they just wanted to make sure that he was, you know, up to his first treatment, which was scheduled for today.
How active has Bob been up until this point? Because I remember seeing him a couple of months back at the dedication of the field, and as he seemed as sharp as ever, moving around well. Just give us an idea of what Bob Gibson's life has been like before this diagnosis.
Well, we still had been doing our traveling and appearances. We went to Houston in April, and he came to St. Louis for an event at the stadium in May. So he was generally doing well. You know, he was still active and his spirits were good, but you know, honestly, he had lost some weight and he was getting a little concerned. And finally, he went in for his diagnosis to get treated and to check out what was going on and receive the you know, not so good news that he has pancreatic cancer that that's out in. Was reported Saturday night.
You know, I know people age much better nowadays, Dick, but what I find amazing is that he's 84 years old and he's as like sharp as a tack and knows everything and knows everybody. And just his personality hasn't changed at all. I remember I asked him, he was standing side by side with Ozzie Smith. And I said, Bob, how many more games would you have won if you would have had Ozzie Smith playing shortstop behind you? And he said, probably not many more because he wasn't a very good hitter. I mean, he has that biting fun personality.
Oh, there's no question. I've traveled with him for 20 plus years. So you get to know somebody when you travel with him, and you know, he has a great sense of humor, and you know, as good of a friend as you can get. Once you get to know him, He's as good of a friend and as most loyal of a friend that you could have. And so he's still very, very sharp and, just got a physical battle on his hands that he is definitely going to address.
You mentioned the traveling. Give us an idea, like a guy like Bob Gibson of his stature, would he do as many shows as he wants, but he chooses not to do that many? Or how many shows a year could Bob Gibson do if he wanted to do signings?
Well, if he wanted to, he could do, probably one, two a month if he felt like it. But he doesn't feel like that. And at this point, comfortably we'll do 8 or 10. Those are autograph shows. That doesn't include his other appearances, which there are others as well, corporate appearances, which we've done. We'll do another 6 to 8 a year with those as well. So my point is he's still very active in his travel up until this point. So
Dick, not only did you start Stand the Man Inc. and you work with Gibson, but you also work with Brock and you work with Red Shanings. Did word just travel fast that Stan Musial said, Dick would be a good guy to handle your affairs? How did your business evolve a little bit?
Well, truthfully, you hit the nail on the head. My big break was when Stan asked me to become his agent, and that opened many, many doors, as you probably can imagine, because Stan was held in such high regard and still is, obviously. And everybody looked up to him, and, a lot in the Hall of Famers, had asked me to handle their affairs, other Hall of Famers, some of which you mentioned, and there are others, and it just became more of a word of mouth. But having Stan the Man hire me as his agent was a big moment or a big part of my career.
And wasn't that the first – weren't you the first to do this, to start the equivalent of a Stan the Man Inc.?
Back in 1989 when I first started with Stan, yes. Stan kind of saw it, and I definitely saw it, and it was a blossoming business, and we both decided to take a stab at it, and the rest is history. It worked out quite well, and it's been a lot of fun. I've had a great deal of fun with it, Frank.
Dick, I know we don't want to mention numbers, but you once told me a story about you and Stan coming back from, I guess, one of the signing day of them all, where all the greats of all time, and you handed him a check, and he said something to you about the amount, about how much it was, compared to his salary. Can you tell that story? You guys are in an airplane.
Right. We were coming home from the very first 3000 Hit Club show, where all the living 3000 Hit Club members were at one show. And it was in Atlantic City. And, we had so much to sign. It was a 2-day event. And, Stan had, all the players made a significant amount of money, and Stan was absolutely shocked as to what he made. And he was half kidding. He said, on the plane ride home, he always liked to tap me on the thigh when he wanted to get my attention. He tapped me on the thigh and giggled like he always did. And he goes, Dick, I made more in the last 2 days than I did in some of my greatest years of my career. And he let out his big laugh. But, that's the way just things evolved. And this autograph business blossomed. It was a great time for Stan and myself. We really enjoyed ourselves.
So Gibson and Stan have dramatically different personalities, of course. What about Brock, who you also work with, the great Lou Brock? I imagine he has that Stan Musial real sweet personality, or you tell me.
Oh, yeah, you're 100% right. Bob and Stan are very, very diverse personalities, but both are I became very close to both of them. But, And Lou's more in the ilk of Stan. He's more open and affable and approachable. You know, everybody's got their own personality traits, and Lou and Stan's were very similar in the fact that they were probably the most two approachable Hall of Famers I've ever, and I've dealt with many of them that I've ever met. They have time for everybody and really enjoyed the public. They love to be, they fed off the public, both of them.
And how is Lou's health right now? How would you characterize that?
I would say it's certainly getting better. I was at his house last week, and I'm going to see him Wednesday again. He's off of his walker and walking back. He's on the cane again, which is a good sign. And he's able to make appearances locally, and he's so considering getting back traveling a little on a limited basis. So he's all in all, he's doing with all of his infirmities, he's doing quite well, Frank.
And you actually work with other players besides, you know, that great group of Gibson, Brock, Shane Neenson, Musial. You work with people that weren't Cardinals?
Yes. Outside St. Louis, yes.
Well, how about a message to all the Bob Gibson fans out there who were so moved by the news on Saturday night?
Well, you know, I would say that we all would just want to, you know, say a prayer and wish Bob the best. He's I know he would welcome anyone's support. He's ready to battle, and he is going to battle, and we're just gonna hopefully all of us will say a prayer and pull him through this.
Good stuff. Dick, honored to have you on the program. Thank you so much, sir.
Okay, nice talking to you, Frank.
All right, Dick Zitzman. Boy, did he have a great idea years ago in the 80s to come up with Stan the Man, Inc. It's all you need, guys, is one great idea. You think you got one in your pocket, Brian?
A jump to conclusions map.
Oh, yeah. What did that...
Office Space. That was one great idea. Yeah. That's all it takes, and I'm one short, but I do need that one great idea. That was smart, though.
It's just reinventing an already given idea, like enhancing the vacuum cleaner or something like that.
We have a vacuum cleaner at our house that looks like a saucer, and you turn it on.
Roomba?
Yeah, and you just turn it on, and it just goes all around the house. It scares the hell out of the dogs.
Yeah, we haven't got one because we don't live in a lavish castle like, White yeah. Keith Kilcoyne. But,
that's right. All right, a couple things. There's a corporation out there called SportsMediaWatch.com, and they have rankings for the most watched sporting events of 2019 out, or this past year, I should say. Let me just double check this. Would it all be 2019? Okay, the most watched sportscast sporting events in 2019 so far.
Okay.
And if you don't think this is an NFL world we're living in, this is this. Almost disturbing. Number one, Patriots Rams. Number two, Patriots Chiefs. Number three, Rams Saints. Number four, Eagles Saints. Number five, Eagles Bears. Number six, Cowboys Rams. Number seven, Seahawks Cowboys. Number eight, Chargers Patriots. Number nine, Colts Chiefs. Number 10, Chargers Ravens. And finally, a non-NFL event, Clemson Alabama, which was watched by 25 million people. That's 11. Then we go back to Colts and Texans at 12. How about that NFL world we live in here, guys? Then we have Virginia, Texas Tech in the college basketball game. That was 13th. Raptors, Warriors. This is interesting. The NBA shows up behind the NCAA in basketball here. Virginia, Texas Tech got 11-6. Raptors, Warriors got a 10-7. But then you have a couple of Raptors, Warriors at 10-6. They're ranked 14th and 15th. U.S., Netherlands in soccer, the women's game.
Oh, okay.
That's 16. Ohio State, Washington football is 17. Kentucky Derby got a 9.4. They were 18th. Michigan State Duke is 19th, and then rounding out the top 20 is Texas Tech Michigan State.
No hockey.
Well, you're right. Now let me keep going down and see if there's any hockey. NFL draft is actually 28th. Masters is 29th. Daytona 500 is 33rd. U.S.-England women's soccer is 37th. Where is – what are we looking at? The Pro Bowl is 42nd.
So dumb.
Who would watch the Pro Bowl? Oh, my gosh. It's ahead of the All-Star game, Brian. Blazers-Warriors, Warriors-Blazers, Texas Tech-Gonzaga. Boy, there is no hockey. Yeah, U.S. Open final round in golf was 50th. All right, let's take our final timeout. We'll come back with more on the Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan.